It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Late Night Drive. My name is Ellie Schnitt. I'm your host. I'm your driver. I'm so happy you're here in the passenger seat hanging out with me. I hope you had the best week, but if you didn't, let's talk about it. I really need to figure out what I'm saying there because I think I say the same thing every week, but I also go, that sounds stupid, every single week. So any suggestions are very welcome. But hi, hello. Oops, there's my birth control alarm. I don't know why it feels like it's been like 100 years since I've sat down and recorded. It absolutely has not. It's been 1 week, but this has been a really long week. Am I wrong? I feel like it's been really crazy. We are out of Mercury in retrograde. Congratulations on surviving. I don't know how much like stock I put into that. Honestly, like sometimes with Mercury in retrograde, I'm like, yeah, I think it's like a real thing just because like I get really sleepy. And I'm like, it has to be Mercury in retrograde. I can't get out of bed. This time I felt really fine. So I don't know. Maybe I was just depressed. Anyways, that's over and feeling good and feeling great. I hope you guys are feeling good too. It's freezing outside. The hurricane. Oh, if you're in Florida, I hope that you're safe, that your family's safe, your home and your belongings are safe. Damn, that was a crazy hurricane. I think it's still going a little bit. It's made its way up here to New York City, and it's just like the shittiest weather. I know it's like bad to complain because obviously it's not a hurricane, like it's fine. It's just like windy and cold and rainy, just nasty. And I think it's about time that I switch my fall wardrobe over because I have not done that yet. And my whole wardrobe right now is like sundresses and that. That is not going to cut it. That is not going to cut it. So yeah, it's cold. I'm sitting here in the closet. I've got my heated blanket wrapped on me because it's so cold in my apartment. And anyway, I'm just happy to be here. It's been fun. I went home this week. I had to dog sit for the puppy for my parents' dog, Josie. She's a sweet baby girl. She's just the best dog. Going home is nice. You know, not having to cook any meals or do any dishes or do the laundry. That was nice. And then I got back here and I hung out with Shrimp Cocktail Man last night. You know, it's really funny. I'm like an anxious attachment style girly. Like I wish that I wasn't. I would love to not be an anxious attachment style girly. Like I would love to not be the kind of person that needs my friends, family, loved ones to text me just about every day being like, I actually love you and I don't hate you and I'm not mad at you. I would love to not be that way. And I really work on not being that way. But there is always a little part of my brain that's like, I haven't talked to this person in 2 days, so they want me dead. And particularly when it comes to Shrimp Man. This is like fully illogical and like whatever. The last time we were like in contact talking, whatever, and I went home, I literally never heard from or saw him again. So I went home and I was just like, fuck. And I was trying not to be crazy, like really trying not to be crazy. Because like, I know that it's not a logical thing. But listen, your brain is not always logical. It is not. It is not. So I'm just sitting there like, oh my God. Oh my God, he's gonna ghost me. Obviously he didn't because that would be crazy. No, really, it sincerely would be kind of crazy. But he's a good guy. Like I know that I could have probably just texted him and been like, psst, pay attention to me. But I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna do that because I'm normal and cool. I'm just like so chill, like not like other girls, you know? But yeah, I was home. I saw him last night. It was fun. So he's like concussed. Yeah, he got a sports injury. Pretty sexy. You know, he like bonked his head while playing basketball with friends. And it's actually not funny, is it? It's serious? No, I don't want to laugh because obviously he's like unwell. Like he's very much concussed. But it was like nice to see him. He was really funny. He's a very smart guy. He knows like every word in the English language. He like could not form. He like forgot what words meant. I was like, oh, this is not good. This is not good. I don't think you should sleep. Like, I think you should set an alarm for every 15 minutes and like maybe go to the hospital. Like, I don't know. But he's fine. He woke up this morning and I don't know why I'm laughing. It is serious. It is serious. It's just a little funny. But he's good. I'm good. We're good. Everything's good. I'm feeling great. I have a really exciting launch coming in 2 weeks. I wanted to, I don't know, we're probably doing like a formal like teasing campaign like on Instagram and shit, but I don't care. You guys get the first scoop. I'm launching something in 2 weeks. I'm really excited about it. I hope you guys are excited about it too. I'm really excited about it. It's very, very cool. I've been working on it for like a year in secret and yeah, I hope you like it. And with that, okay, we have actually so much to get into today. Like sincerely so much. Like I want to keep this weekend update short because we've got a lot to go over today. So last week I was like, oh my God, every guy that is being talked about in this episode is just like a walking red flag. And then I asked on Instagram for you guys to send me red flags that you've experienced in your relationships because I thought it would be fun to do like a tier list of like the red flags. I don't know if you've seen those like tier lists online. It's like S tier, A tier, B tier, C tier, F tier. And you're basically just ranking things, putting them into this tier. So I asked on Instagram, I'm not kidding, got like 600, 700 responses. And I narrowed them down. It took me forever, but it narrowed them down to like 30 or so. And we're going to go through those. I'm going to do my tier list. And then this week I'm going to release. I'm not technologically sound. Like, I don't know what I'm ever doing, but I found the tier maker website and I'm going to make a physical tier list like template and then you guys can do your own tier list ranking these red flags. So that will be fun. I'll put that on Instagram probably Thursday as soon as I figure out how to do it. And what else are we talking about? Okay, got some really good voicemails. One about moving in with your significant other. One about feeling confident when trying to find your style. How do you find that style and what does it mean to like dress like a grown up? And then a voicemail of like, hey, my man's is not wooing me. What do I do? So if all that sounds fun, fresh, fierce, flirty, fantastic to you, keep on listening. Say something, something. 'Cause we don't talk about nothing no more. Whenever I go home, the only thing I want to do is like have my hometown fast food. I don't know. Is this going to make sense? I don't know how many of you have moved like out of your regional fast food area, but like it's really weird to me. I go to New York City. There are amazing restaurants here. There's incredible food. And like most fast food is here also. So it's not like I like can't have McDonald's when I'm here. You know what I mean? But they don't have Steak and Shake. They don't have Culver's. They don't have Jimmy John's. They don't have Noodles and Company. That's crazy to me. So whenever I come home, I'm like, I gotta have it. Gotta have all the fast food. My parents are like, what have you like been craving? Like, do you want us to make this, that, the other thing? I'm like, no, I want a shitty fast food burger and greasy fries. That's what I want. One day I want to try like all the fast food burgers. I feel like that would be a good project for me. I don't know how I would get through the video without throwing up, but I want to do it anyways. Anyway, red flag tier list. Here's how we're going to rank them. We're working bottom up. The bottom ones are the more like harmless ones. The top ones are like, holy shit, you need to run, maybe call the police type tiers, okay? So the bottom tier, which is like where the F tier sort of would be, we're gonna call that cute and fun. Those are the things that are like kind of harmless and like they're kind of silly and like they're not gonna hurt anybody. It's not really a red flag so much as just something funny about that person. The next tier up, that's sort of like the C tier territory. We're gonna call that the keep that to yourself tier. Those are the things that are like, okay, it's not necessarily a deal breaker, but it's super weird and you probably shouldn't tell anyone because someone might be like, that's a fucking red flag, you need to run. The next tier up, we're going to call that the yield sign. this is where you maybe want to pause. This is like a, I don't know. It's not like a definite like red, but it's certainly a yellow. Next tier up is the hold on to your hat partner tier. That one is reserved for things that like definitely are toxic, definitely are bad, but could be like fun for a week, if that makes sense. And then the top tier is going to be dump his ass. And that's the top tier. Those are the categories. Again, from the bottom to the top, it's the bottom is cute and fun. Then going up, we have keep that to yourself. Up one, it's yield sign. Up one is hold on to your hat partner. And up one more is dump his ass. So I'm going to go through the red flags that you sent in. I'm going to rank them myself. And then later I will release my tier list so that you guys are able to also rank yours. Let's begin. Okay, this first one. He had pillow pets as the only pillows on his bed. Not gonna lie, I have to put that in cute and fun. Like, I get it. It's a little weird. It's weird that he doesn't have a normal pillow. Also, it's like, is he just, does he have like the pillow pet's head facing up and he's sort of like sleeping on the pillow part of it? And like, is that weird? Is the pillow's kind of watching you while you like sleep, or are they watching you while you have sex with him? A little weird. I get that it's weird, but it's also something where I'm like, you know what? Kind of cute. I don't hate it. I would not call it a red flag. I would call it a little funky, a little fresh, but not a red flag. Next one, he sent me a picture of flowers instead of buying me flowers for my birthday. Okay, sent me a picture of flowers and said, so it's your birthday. You're like, I would love some flowers. And he just sent you a picture of a bouquet of flowers. You know what? I'm gonna give that a yield sign, because I feel like that's a little bit like, I don't know. That might be a sign of that something else is going on there. Like, that might be a genuine, like, I don't know if it would be a red flag, but I would look out, because that lack of effort, not good. Would like everyone's Instagram pics except for mine. Well, first of all, I would kill my boyfriend if he did this. Like, I'm actually not exaggerating. Like, I would throw a fit. I'd be like, why the fuck are you liking every single person on your feed's picture and you never like mine? Like, that has to be intentional. That would drive me crazy. That's really great. Because I wonder what the reason behind that would be. Because if the reason is like, oh, gotta knock her down a notch, that's fucked up. That would have to go into dump his ass. But if he's just weird, it could go into hold on to your hat partner. Like, it could be like toxic and sort of like a fun 2 week fling kind of way. I guess it really depends on intent. If he's doing it like purposely to be an asshole, dump his ass. If he's doing it because he's just kind of dumb, I would say hold on to your hat partner. And I'm going to put it in hold on to your hat partner, because it's not a true dump his ass, you know? I think those have to be like, holy shit, you need to run. Next one is, he didn't let me buy the food I liked because he was on a diet. Okay, I'm sorry, but that's a dump his ass, because if you want to tell me what I can and can't eat, we're going to have a problem here. We are going to have a problem here. If you say I can't buy puffy Cheetos because you're on a diet, okay, like, go be on a diet and also be single, because I'm going to get my snacks. I'm going to need my snacks. Okay, the next one, he argues on Reddit as a hobby. I'm sorry, that's also a dump his ass. Like, maybe I'm biased, but that is like the biggest red flag to me. Like, why are you even on Reddit? Like, sometimes I'll go on Reddit, like if I'm Googling, like, for example, I have scrolled through the Invisalign Reddit. Like, I have been like, okay, like, is it normal that only one of my teeth hurts? And then the Invisalign Reddit will be like, yes, it's normal. Fine. If you're going on Reddit and you're like starting fights with strangers over like God only knows what, red flag. I'm sorry. That's huge, huge, huge red flag. Dump his ass, run. Don't just dump him. Like, maybe like leave the country. Like, that's scary. Okay. He actively tried to hit squirrels while driving. It's not funny, is it? It's serious. No, that's obviously. Okay. I don't know why I'm laughing. Look. I had a squirrel once when I was in high school. I did cry. Because I'm not this kind of person. But there is something funny about being like on the road and being like, ooh, 3 points for the squirrel, and like swerving toward it. I know it's not safe driving. I know that. I know it should be an S-tier, like, dump his ass red flag to me. But honestly, it's given hold on to your hat partner. Like, I think there is something a little bit like, fun about it. I know that that's wrong. Like, obviously, do not date this person. You should run, but like maybe give it like 2 weeks and then run, because it sounds a little sounds like it could be kind of a wild ride, you know? Okay, hated Taylor Swift. Yeah, that's gonna have to be a dump his ass. For me personally, like, I just, it's not happening for me. I also think that there is something inherently misogynistic about being someone who hates Taylor Swift, hates her as a person. If you don't like her music, I also think that you're dumb. But to like have like a visceral hatred for her as a person, it isn't, it's misogyny. Like, it just, like, it is. Like, that's all that it is. She's like a very harmless person. She really has only had scandals that are like other people bullying her. So if you hate Taylor Swift, it's because you just hate women. Like, that's just true. He hated that his friends liked me. So he was like really bothered by the fact that you would go and hang out with his friends and his friends would be like, she's great. That's insane. That's super crazy. I don't know. That might be another, you know what I'm torn between? And these are very, very different categories. I'm torn between yield sign and dump his ass. It's not crazy in a fun way. So it's not hold on to your hat partner or cute and fun, or, and it's not like mild enough and weird enough to be keep it to yourself. It might be a dump his ass. It might be a dump his ass. He did that his friends liked me. A little, you know what? I'm going to say yield sign, because like, I don't, no, I'm sorry. It's dump his ass. If a guy is like jealous that his friends like you, a weird guy, dump his ass, didn't have any friends. I'm putting this in yield sign and I'm going to tell you why. This came up a lot. Lots of people sent in, didn't have a friend group, didn't have friends, didn't whatever. I will say, yes, tread carefully. If he has nobody in his life, like if nobody likes him, or her or whomever, like, yeah, that's gonna be a reason to run. But, you know, it could be extenuating circumstances. It could be he just moved to the city and all his friends are out of state. You know, he has friends, they're just not physically here, you know? Or maybe he's someone who has like, he or she or they is someone who has like very close individual friendships and is not like a friend group person. That's an entirely possible thing too. I'd keep a note of it, make sure they're not someone who like everybody hates, because there's probably a reason for that. But I wouldn't say that it's necessarily like a run for the hills, dump his ass type thing. Okay, Civil War obsession. Ugh, hold, which side? Like, I think I know which side. I think I can guess which side if you're saying it's a red flag. I also think it's like guys with a Civil War obsession or a World War II obsession. It's like, I don't know, man. There is something real off about that. Like, why are we doing that? The person also said that this person named their dog after Civil War generals, like Confederate generals. For me, that's a dump his ass. But I'm going to have to put that once again as dump his ass, because I just feel a man that's too into the Civil War or World War II is like gonna kill you. I don't know why I feel that way. I just feel it. Okay. Someone who says all my exes are crazy. Hear me out. Hear me out. I think this is a hold on to your hat partner. I do not think you should get involved with this person at like a deeper level. I think the second you hear this statement, you put into your head, this is not going to be a serious thing. Like, it's not going to happen, because this person is probably fucking crazy, because crazy doesn't happen in a vacuum. People are not, your exes are not, every single one of your exes is crazy. No, they're not. You're crazy. I know I never say to do things like this, but maybe for like a one night stand, this could be a little bit fun. Like, it's definitely bad. Run screaming, but like, maybe like after you have sex with him. Okay, the next one is has a collection of swords. Okay, like samurai swords or like medieval swords? Did he make them himself? What are the parameters around the swords? This is my question. I think probably I'm going to call that a keep that to yourself. Like, you know, I wouldn't tell anybody about that. Like, it's fine. He has a hobby. Maybe he just likes the way swords look. Maybe he likes to play like medieval video games or Dungeons and Dragons or something. That's fine. As long as he's not like actively using them, I think that that's probably fine. But I just maybe would keep it to yourself. He unknowingly wiggles his toes while he speaks. Oh, God. That is such a funny visual. Like, he's just sitting there, like, wiggling his toes while he's talking, and he has no idea. You know how babies kind of do, like, involuntary facial movements while they sleep, and it's so cute? I'm not sure if this is cute, but I'm going to put it in the cute and fun tier, because it's, like, funny. It's pretty harmless. I can't imagine this actually becoming, like, a problem later down the line. Okay, hasn't eaten any fruit in 15 years. Oh, my God. Why? I'm not going to say dump his ass. I am going to say yield sign. Like, that's something that we're going to want to look out for. Like, it's a little weird. Like, what is he putting in his body? If not, is he allergic to fruit? He just doesn't like it. Some people just don't like it. But why haven't you had any fruit? Like, that's going to bother me. I'm not even going to lie. Like, that's an issue for me. I love fruit. I need fruit for every meal. Also, 15 years. Did he have, like, a traumatic incident with fruit that he was like, never again? Never again am I eating fruit. Still weird, but, like, I don't know. I'd keep an eye on it, but it's not like a run right now. It's definitely a yellow flag. Doesn't like potatoes of any kind. Weird. Super weird. Like, actually very, very weird. I would keep that to yourself. I think it's a red flag. Like, I genuinely think that there's something wrong with you if you don't like potatoes, but, like, you can't account for taste. There are some people who don't like chocolate. There are some people who don't like cheese. And do I think they're weirdos? Yes, I do. But I get it. You know, maybe potatoes aren't your thing, even though I don't know how they're not. Every form of potato is delicious. Each one better than the next. But I would keep that to yourself. If I told someone that my boyfriend didn't like potatoes, I feel like they'd be like, ew, why are you dating him? Similarly to the red flag, I'm going to add this one in because this is a red flag from my ex. Okay, he liked his scrambled eggs overcooked to the point of being, in his words, crunchy. What the fuck? That is serial killer shit. Like, no offense, man. That is crazy. That's the grossest thing I've ever heard of. Crunchy? Crunchy scrambled, that is the last thing scrambled eggs should ever be. Knowing what I know now, I would say dump his ass. But I'll just put it in, I'll keep it and keep it to yourself because I didn't tell anybody and I'm glad I didn't. His mom does everything for him. Okay, that's a dump his ass. You know why? Because that's going to become a big problem later down the line. Men who love their moms, fine. Men whose mothers are, like, super involved in their lives when they're, like, 34 years old, that's going to be a fucking problem. You don't want to marry into that family. Nothing you do will ever be good enough. The mother-in-law is going to be a nightmare. Like, you just don't want it. You don't want that. I promise you it's not something you want. So I'm going to say dump his ass. Also, like, you don't want to date a man, baby. You want to date someone who's self-sufficient and responsible and ambitious and not a fucking grown-ass baby. Talks shit about all of his friends. Ooh, this one actually came up a lot, various people being like, he talks shit about everyone after hanging out with them. He talks shit about all his friends. I'm actually going to put that in hold on to your hat partner. I'm going to put that into hold on to your hat partner because that's crazy. Like, that's crazy. But maybe he's just a hater. Like, I mean, personally, I would not want to date a hater. I don't want to be someone who has something bad to say about everyone because what does he say about me when I'm not in the room? But, you know, could be fun. Could be fun for a week. Next, he only liked white rappers. Okay. That's either dump his ass or hold on to your hat partner. I'm actually going to call it hold on to your hat partner. I would not want to, like, be in a serious relationship with this person, but it is fucking funny. Like, imagine you ask his favorite artist. He's just like Eminem, G-Eazy, Machine Gun Kelly. Like, gross. I would not stick around with that. Okay, he never cuddled after sex. Like, never touched you after sex. Now that would really bother me. That would really bother me. I mean, if he has a reason for, he just, like, is, like, not, like, a touch person. Like, he just doesn't like physical touch. Maybe it would be, like, a keep that to yourself. I'm going to put it in the yield sign. Because it's definitely, like, a weird thing. It's like, why don't you love me? Why don't you want to cuddle with me? Weird. Okay. He was a teacher, and he asked me to role play as a student. Run. Dump his ass. Dump his ass right now. That is so creepy. That is so... Okay, I think, like, the teacher-student role play is already fucked up. Like, the fact that there's, like, porn of that... creepy. Like, the fact that that's, like, a common fantasy, the schoolgirl thing, creepy. That's a child. But to be a teacher a teacher, that's your profession, and you want your partner to role play as one of the children that you take care of every day, that's fucked up and you're gonna have to run. You're gonna have to run. Never drink water. Ew! No, I am like a true water head. Like, I like basically only drink water and iced tea. I love water. I can discern between different tastes of water. I follow the water connoisseur? No. The water sommelier on TikTok that tells you what kinds of water bottles are the best types. I love water. I'm a true waterhead, and I can't imagine. Could not imagine dating someone who does not drink water. Ugh, how do you even survive? But I'm going to put that in. Keep that to yourself. Okay. Calls his mom the first love of his life. We're going to have a problem here. That is so weird. But I'm going to put that into hold on to your hat, partner. Because it's really fucking weird and you should not date that person, but it's funny. Okay, peed sitting down. Okay, I'm embarrassed to tell you guys this, but my ex peed sitting down. Like, all the time, he was like, it's more comfortable. I'm like, what? Doesn't your pee-pee go in the water? Like, ew. Sorry that I just said pee-pee. Peed sitting down. Blech. Could be a keep that to yourself, could be a yield sign. I'm going to put it in yield sign only because obviously my ex did that and I think it's a red flag. Okay, named his dog Jewel. like a jewel, not like a diamond, like a e-cig. I mean, I think that's kind of, I'll put it in cute and fun because I think it's pretty harmless. It's like funny. It's not going to kill you. I think it's embarrassing to be smoking jewels at our big age, at any age really, but like, it's kind of funny that he named his dog Jewel. And you can pretend if you want to that it's like Jewel, like a diamond, or Jewel like the singer, or Jewel like a nickname for Julia. Only ate chicken fingers. You know, I dated a man like this once, 31 years old, not kidding, he only ate chicken fingers and steak. That was like his only foods, and I was like, that's gross. And that was actually a big reason why I was like, I can't do this. So I'm gonna put that in, keep that to yourself. Like, maybe you could fix him. I would never be like, you can fix him, but maybe like we could just like expand his palate a little bit. He pet my cat butt to head. Who does that? Oh my God, that's so weird. Like, pet your cat the wrong way. That's weird. It's like, have you never been near an animal in your life? I'm gonna call that yield sign. That's, I would look out for that. That's a little weird. Okay. She ordered milk at an Italian restaurant. Weird, actually weird, but not harmful weird. So I'm gonna put it in keep that to yourself. Like, I would not tell people that is weird, but some people like milk. What can I say? Okay, he refused to hold hands. That's a deal breaker for me. I need to hold hands at any moment of the day. Like, all I want to do all day long is hold hands. It's mostly what I think about throughout the day. I just want to hold people's hands. So for me, that I don't want to put that in. No, that is a dump his ass. I'm sorry, because it's like, why don't you love me? Why won't you hold my hand in public? Like, are you embarrassed of me? Do you hate my hands? Like, what's the problem? It just makes me feel unsafe and I want to hold hands. So that would be a big, that's a fucking, for me, deal breaker. Dump his ass. Okay. Has Donald Trump's tweet notifications on? Obviously, that's a dump his ass. That's insane. I mean, Trump's not on Twitter anymore, so this is from a couple years ago, but still. It also could be like a hold on to your hat partner kind of situation. But no, we're going to say, we have to say dump his ass. We can't say hold on to your hat partner. Like, as much as I'd be like, it's a little bit hold on to your hat partner, it's also like, yeah, you should run. That's not going to be good. Ate onions like apples. Is that a keep that to yourself? I don't think it's like harmful. It's weird, but it's not harmful. Yeah, that's a keep that to yourself. Waved to everyone driving the same car as him. Like, sorry, that is cute and fun. That's cute and fun. I know that would probably bother some people, but I like when people do the Jeep wave. I think it's cute. Because I always, whenever I pull up next to someone driving the same car as me, I'm like, oh my God, same car. Like, I get excited. I think it's cute. I think it's cute and fun. It's going in the bottom tier. Okay. Wouldn't touch keys because of the metal smell, so I always had to open the doors. Weird. Keep that to yourself. Who knows? Maybe he just has like a phobia of metal smell. I'm not going to judge here. Could be. And last but most certainly not least, he would not tip male waiters more than 10%. Weird. Weird. Vaguely sexist. I think being a bad tipper is such a red flag. Such a whale flag. I don't know why he's doing this only to male waiters. If it's like a sexism thing, I don't know. I would not be in a serious this is almost a dump his ass, but I'm actually going to put it into hold on to your hat, partner, because it's so specific and so weird that, like, it's kind of funny. It's obviously bad and you should make, like, don't date this person and also yell at them and tell them to tip 20% or more, but a little bit funny and, like, weird enough that I'm like, weird enough and red flag enough that I'm like, it's definitely in the A or S tier, but it's not quite S tier, like, run, change your name, leave the country. Okay, so that is our red flags tier list. I'm going to make one for you guys. Obviously, these are, like, sort of silly. They're not super serious. I know that there are, like, genuine red flags that I think we talk about on here, but these ones are just, like, the funny, silly ones, and I hope that was fun for you. I'm gonna make this and release it. I literally am looking at the tier maker template right now. I'm gonna do it once I figure out how to do it, and then you can do one of your own. So, okay. That is that. Wow, that took a while. Okay, let's thank you to everybody who submitted a red flag. This was really, really fun. I literally would do a tier list every week. It's like, it's so fun. And let's get into our very first voicemail. Late Night Drive with Ellie and Michaela is brought to you by BetterHelp. So I love therapy. I have always been a huge advocate for therapy. I've been seeing my therapist for, gosh, going on 6 years now. So she's basically like a homie, less of a therapist, more of a pal. Just kidding. She actually is really, really good at her job. And I have benefited immensely from therapy. I literally feel like I wouldn't be the woman that I am today if I didn't have therapy as a resource. I think it's so good to help you work through not only like your daily problems and, you know, your work issues or your friend issues, your relationship issues, but also like work through things that have been patterns in your life that maybe you've identified but don't really know how to fix, or things like phobias, anxieties, things that you feel like you have a lack of control over. Therapy can be really helpful in making you feel like you do actually have control, because you have more control than you think that you do. But I know that it is not easy for everybody to access therapy. And that's why I love today's sponsor, BetterHelp, because, I mean, there are states in America even where there's like two therapists that take insurance, you know? Like, it's really, really important to have access to mental health, and not everybody does. And BetterHelp makes it super, super easy. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give it a try. It is entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. So get it off your chest, whatever it is, with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/LND today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/LND.
There are some stories about my mom's life that I truly never get tired of hearing. From hilarious to heartfelt, tear-jerking to plot-twisting, her retelling of events always brings me joy. Just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mother for years to come. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. Like, how do you want to be remembered? Or, what was it like when you first learned how to ride a bike? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with the story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already knew, or be surprised by stories you've never heard before. After a year of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come. I lost 3 of my 4 grandparents by the time I was 6 years old, so knowing that my future children and grandchildren would be able to get to know my parents on a personal level means everything to me. Families love Storyworth. That's why it has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/Ellie. That's storyworth.com/Ellie to save $10 on your first purchase.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Okay, hello, hello. Okay, let's get into this very first voicemail.
Hi, Ellie. Big fan of the show and Taylor Talk. I'm just calling because my boyfriend and I have been together for just over 2 years, and I don't know, I feel like we've been talking a lot about, moving in, I don't know. So how do you know when the right time to move in with your partner is? And do you have any tips, I guess, for living with someone else's living style? I live alone right now, so I feel like it could be a big adjustment. And I feel like I'm neater than he is. Do you have any tips for that? Thanks. I love you so much. Love the pod. Bye.
Oh my God. Okay. Full disclosure, I have no fucking idea because I have never in my life even been close to moving in with a man. And also, I live alone too, and I love living alone. And actually, something that worries me is how much I love living alone, because I just can't, I genuinely cannot picture myself getting married and living with a boy. I don't know. I feel like I would freak out, and I would feel like I would need my space, and I would I don't know. We all have our different styles, and I feel so much more comfortable living in my own space, and I don't know. So I think your worries are certainly not unfounded, because these are things I certainly worry about myself. Did I say certainly twice? Sorry. I think moving in with someone is a big step, and it is serious, and it should be taken seriously, because you have to think about this is kind of a legal document. You're signing a lease with somebody, you're in a financial agreement with somebody. It needs to be, serious. And people do it at multiple different points throughout relationships. There are people who move in right away. There are people who don't move until they get married. It really is about you and your relationship and how you feel about each other. If you've been talking about it, you should share. You're a little nervous about living with somebody again, or, you're wondering how things like chores will work, because it's better to talk about them now than sign a legal document in a financial agreement with somebody and then be like, oh my God, I'm going to murder him. He has never done a single chore in his entire life. I think it's the rules for living with a partner are similar to the rules for living with another person, just being a good roommate. Because you think about it like that, you are roommates. Yes, you're in a relationship, you're also roommates. Being the most respectful roommate you can be is important. But I also think because you share a bedroom, you share a sleeping space, because you're also in a relationship and presumably spend a lot of your social time together, it's really important. And I would say even more important than when, in a normal relationship and where you're not living together, it's really important to carve out times for you to just be either alone or only with your friends, or, doing something that is really separate from your partner. Because cliche though it might sound, absence, it do make the heart grow stronger. But it does. It really does. Being away from someone, even for a little bit, makes you appreciate them more. And it means that you're less likely to go stir crazy cooped up with one person. I don't know how people did it during lockdown. I actually don't. I thought my parents were going to kill each other. They already spend a lot of time together, but at least, they would go to work, and, my dad would go golfing, or my mom had book club or something like that, and they had time apart. Oh my God, when it was just them alone in that house together, I am surprised it did not blow up. I feel like a lot of people's relationships did, because when there's just nowhere to go and no space from each other, frankly, I think space is the way that a relationship maintains health, because you have to maintain individuality within the relationship. So I guess that would be my tip. You know, like, you know how to be a good roommate, probably, you know? You know how to have those conversations about taking out the trash and doing the dishes. The rule always is, whoever is the cleaner roommate, that is whose cleaning standards you live by, even if those aren't yours. My friend who just got engaged, congratulations, she has been living with her boyfriend, I think, about a year now. Pretty exciting. And when they first moved in, she was like, I don't know, it's a really big step. And he's very messy, but he is allowed to have a pile of clothes next to his side of the bed. It drives her crazy, but he's allowed to make a little bit of mess there, and the rest of the apartment has to stay nice. And like, it's a weird compromise, but it's a compromise that works for them. And that's all it needs to be. Like, it might take a little bit of adjusting. It might take some conversations. It might take some awkward conversations, like, oh my God, you have never scrubbed the toilet and it's disgusting and I'm not the person who's peeing on the seat. Like, you know what I mean? It might take some uncomfortable moments, but I think overall it's a good idea, especially if you're in a serious relationship. Like, you want to test, you want, not like test it, but you want to see what it's like to live with that person. And also, like, when you love someone, you do want to spend all that time together. You do want to sleep next to them every night, even though I love sleeping alone. I get being nervous. I get being afraid. I actually literally 100% get it, because it terrifies me. But I think when it's the right time and when you know, like, you just know. You know you're ready for that step. You know you're ready to be with each other like that. And once it happens, hopefully it'll feel natural. And if it doesn't, you just talk about it. Easy peasy. Communication. You got this. My God. I can't even. I actually worry about this. I'm like, can I have my own bedroom? Is that weird? Like, can we have those beds that, like, push apart and push together? So, like, sometimes we can sleep together, but also I can sleep alone sometimes. Could we get, like, an extra wide California king, just like a wall-to-wall bed, so I can have the space that I need to stretch my legs out? Like, you know, like, these are things I actually do worry about. You know, I also worry about, because I've never let a man know that I was pooping. I've never had a relationship where I was like, I need to poop. Like, that's going to happen in this small, like, space where it's going to happen. I always managed to do it when he was not there, or I would go to a farther bathroom. But that's also something I worry about. I even worry about that going on, like, vacations with a partner. Like, I've been talking with Shrimp Man about staying in Airbnbs and shit. And I'm like, okay, but if we stay in, like, a tiny cabin, you know, your girl is regular. Like, I do poop, like, 3 times a day. Like, I really, really do. And I don't know. I don't know at what point in the relationship I would need to feel comfortable enough to do that. So, not really the same thing. But I think it is, like, living with someone is scary. Especially living with someone who you want to... You want them to think that you're, like, hot and cool and sexy and fun. You don't want them to think about you like zit cream retainer pooping. Like, you don't. So, yeah, I get it. But it's also a beautiful thing. So I trust that you guys will figure out what's best for your relationship. And just know that there's no, like, official timeline. There's no, like, you can only move on if you've been together for 14 months. You know, like, it's not like that. It's like, whatever feels right to you, that's what's right. Okay. Let's move into our next voicemail, which is, my man isn't wooing me. What do I do?
Hi, Ellie. What I wanted to talk about today was, recently I have started dating somebody new, and I feel like it's going really well. I really like him, I'm having a good time, but when it comes to planning dates, I feel like he may just be a little too comfortable. He got out of a really long relationship earlier this year, and he kind of expresses wanting to go on dates and wanting to do things, but he never seems to be eager to plan them. For example, today he was like, oh, like, I'll see you around 5-ish. Like, we agreed to hang out, but, like, that's not really a plan. I don't know. Like, do I tell him that I think that it's not cute that he isn't, like, eager and excited to plan things, or do I just keep planning everything myself? I'm not really sure.
Oh, okay. okay. Yeah, no, I hear you. Oh, my God. Yeah, I do hear you on this. Like, this is actually, I think, kind of common. I think especially when someone has gotten out of a long relationship, they might just be used to being like, you know, if you're dating someone for like 2 years, there's a chance you get comfortable. And you're like, I'm not going to be planning a date every time we hang out. I just want to hang out with you, you know. But this is the beginning of a relationship. And quite frankly, he should be wooing you. You should be wooing each other. That's how it works. You can't be like too comfortable. You have to like really be putting in effort. You want to show them that you want to do something special for them. You want to put in time and effort. Even like, and I, this is so like bars on the floor of me, but seriously, when a man just is like, when we're like, hey, like, let's do something on Thursday. He's like, okay, I'll make a reservation. Hot, sexy, sexual. I'm into that, you know? And it's so little. It's so small. This idea of like, I will make a reservation. Let's go to this place. Or even sometimes he'll like give me options. Like, here are 6 things that we could do. Which one do you want to do? Because it shows me he was thinking about it. And then like we can go from there and kind of make that choice together. It's nice to know that somebody is thinking about you in that way and wants to impress you and wants to woo you. So you're not like, first of all, you should not have to plan everything yourself. That's stupid. That's ridiculous. I've been in relationships like that before. It's not worth it. It really isn't. Because like, why should you be the person that's rowing the boat when there's 2 oars? You know what I mean? Damn, that was a good metaphor. But I'm serious. Like, you should not be the person that plans everything. He should be putting in effort. And I do genuinely think it's worth saying something. Like, listen, like, I love hanging out with you. I love that you're always eager to hang out with me. But sometimes I feel like I'd like for you to plan something for us. It does not have to be anything crazy. But even if you were just to like make a reservation at a place for drinks, or, you know, say, hey, why don't we go to the park or something like that? Like, more than just let's hang out, that would make me feel really good. And it's like a kind of a hard thing to say. Trust me, I know. I literally said it to Shrimp Cocktail Man before we went on our third date. I was like, you have to woo me, just so you know. Like, you have to put in effort. I want to see some fucking effort because I need to feel like you're pursuing me in a legitimate way. And yes, that was kind of an extenuating circumstance. But I did. I did need to see that his actions were matching his words, that he was actually going to put in the effort. And he did. You know, he really stepped up and it wasn't anything crazy. It's not like he was like, I'm going to fly you across the country. We're going to go to Bora Bora. It was literally just like he made a note of something that I had said that I had wanted to do. And we did that. You know, he took me to the top of the Empire State Building. It was really lovely. And it wasn't anything crazy, but it was like nice that he had noted something I had mentioned wanting to do. And he planned it and got tickets and took me there. Like, that was nice. I think sometimes when guys hear effort, they think you want them to like spend $200 on like a bottle of wine at a restaurant. You know, like, I think sometimes men equate effort with money, and that's really not what it is at all. It's more a feeling of like, I want to know that you're present and active in this relationship, and I want to know that you want this as much as I want this, and that you're nervous and want to impress me because I'm nervous and I want to impress you. Like, yeah, it's lovely. It is genuinely lovely to spend time with someone in like a chill way. I love when Shrimp Man just comes over and we just like watch Game of Thrones in bed and kiss and like hang out and talk. It's lovely because I'm a homebody. I like doing that. But I also freaking like when he's like, hey, tonight, let's go out to dinner at this place. That makes me feel good too. You know what I mean? There has to be a balance, and you should not be the only person being like, let's do this. Let's go here. You know, let me make a reservation at this place. It is worth having a conversation because clearly it bothers you. And honestly, like, and I do mean this, if something bothers you, it's always worth a conversation. Because the little things that bother you now are the things that are kind of like that are going to kind of fester and become the big problems if you don't address them early. So, yes, you should say something. Make sure you use the sandwich method. Say, I love hanging out with you. Say something really nice. Then say, here's what I would like for you to change or do differently, and end it with something nice again, because I really like hanging out with you and I want us to do cool things. And it's going to feel weird. It's going to feel like, oh my God, am I being crazy? Am I asking for too much? No, you are asking for the bare minimum. You're asking for nothing more or less than what any person deserves. And if he has like a hissy fit and is weird about that, you should run away. That's a red flag. That's an S tier. That is a dump his ass, run away, S tier red flag. Okay? Okay. Glad we're agreed on that. Let's get into our very last segment, which is feeling confident, trying to find your style. How do you find that style? And then how do you dress like a grown-up? I don't know why I thought of this. But when I was in, this is so dumb. I don't even know why I'm telling you this. When I was in high school and I was in choir, I hated my choir directors because they were really fucking mean to me and it was crazy. But, I sing on pitch. I do. And I always did. And my choir teachers knew that. So sometimes when I would be standing next to my best friend, on the rare occasions they let me do that, I would sing completely out of tune. Like when we were all singing together. And they would always stop and be like, someone's not hitting the right notes in here. Someone's not hitting it. And I would look at them like, that's crazy. Like, I don't know who's doing that. And I would keep doing it. And then they would make everyone in my section sing the song out loud by themselves. So it's like, find who was doing it, and they never did because it was me and I was just singing it wrong, and I feel really bad about that. No one likes to have to sing a choir part alone. Anyways, let's talk about fashion. I'm actually sorry that I said it like that. No, I'm not. Okay, let's play this voicemail.
Hi, Ellie. I've been listening to you for years and years and years, and I'm 25 years old, so I feel like we've gone through like a lot of the same life stages together, like in the past couple of years, which is like cool, even though you don't know me. Anyways, I had a question. As I'm like now starting to come into myself as like a young woman and like trying to develop like a personal sense of style that's like both like professional and helps people, like, you know, take me seriously, but also, like, is fun and cute and stylish. I never really felt like I had, like, a style before. Like, you know, I was, like, an emo kid, and then after I left that phase, I just kind of, like, developed into the my style is comfy leggings and big sweatshirts throughout college. So now that I'm trying to come into my own, in terms of my style and like feeling good about the clothes I wear and being really selective about the clothes I buy and just trying to make choices that feel good. Like I will go into a dressing room and say, you know, TJ Maxx, she's a Maxinista, we love it. And I'll try on all these clothes and I'll feel really, really good in the dressing room. And then I bring them home and I'm excited to wear them and then I get dressed in the morning and I'm so insecure. Like, I will feel so good, like, in the dressing room and, like, you know, thinking about wearing the clothes, like, oh, it's gonna look so good. And then I put it on and I'm about to, like, go out in public and I'm like, oh my God, this is embarrassing. Why am I embarrassed of, like, literally clothes on my body? I don't know. But anyways, like, any advice you might have and just, like, feeling confident and comfortable when you're, like, trying out, like, new styles and new clothes. Like, I just feel like people are judging me, even though nobody literally cares. But I don't know. Any advice you might have would, like, be so greatly appreciated because I've definitely struggled with this for years. Because anytime I try to wear something new, like, I just feel so insecure and I change or I try to hide myself or hide my body like all day. Anyways, love you. Have a great day and looking forward to hearing what you have to say. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, so I think this is actually something that a lot of us struggle with at this age particularly, but also throughout kind of growing up. You know, I was a similar, I mean, I did not go through an emo phase, but when I was younger, I mostly wore things that were kind of like oversized, like bigger sweatshirts or like drapier tops. I just didn't feel comfortable with my body. And so I didn't wear clothes that really fit me. And then I went to college and I was like, I'm gonna wear nothing. So that was a whole thing. but that was confidence in like kind of a different way. But then once I got into the adult world, I was like, what the fuck am I supposed to wear? Because in college, I would go to class in big t-shirts and shorts or t-shirts and leggings or, you know, like not anything that looked remotely nice. And then on the weekends, I would go out wearing fucking nothing and like clothes that I would not wear during the day. So it really was a struggle of like, okay, I guess I'm just gonna wear like jeans and a top every day. Like I felt stupid. For sure, my first couple of years out of college, I was like, what am I wearing? Like I look dumb. Like this is not how grown-ups dress. I don't know. I don't want to be wearing like stuffy old people clothes. I still want to feel young and cute and fun. But I want to look, you know, daytime and appropriate and like nice and like I like put effort into my appearance and still feel like myself. And all of these are like crazy, like, I don't know, they all feel almost contradictory. Like it's really hard to figure out what that even means and what that feels like for you. So a couple things. One, when you try something new out, I want you to understand nobody cares. Nobody cares in like a nice way. Like truly, nobody's looking at you. Nobody really. No one's looking at your clothes or your body. No one's thinking anything. Maybe someone will see your shirt and be like, cool shirt. Honestly, most of the time, if I'm looking at someone, it's because I like something that they're wearing. Like if I'm staring at someone on the train, it's not because I'm like, what a weird person. They look weird. Their body looks weird. I'm like, I should ask her where she got those shoes because I love them. You know what I mean? And I think most of us are like that. Style also is really subjective. So if someone doesn't like what you're wearing, it's like, who gives a shit? You know, you probably don't like what they're wearing. So it is important, genuinely important to remember that nobody thinks about you and the way that you look more than you do. And I know that that's like something you already know, but it's worth repeating. Like, truly, we are so critical of the way we look and things about our bodies that nobody in their right mind would even blink at. No one would notice. I have insecurities that people are like, you're a crazy person. I have never noticed that, not once. And it's because like I look at myself all day. I know what the weird things, I think the weird things about my body are. No one else thinks that. It's true. So all of that being said, talking about finding your style as like a 20-something, what I kind of do where I'm at now, I mean, I'm 26, so I'm starting to get to like the actual grown-up ages, which I'm actually pretty excited for. I've like wanted to be a grown-up since I was a little kid. I know that sounds crazy, but like I've wanted to be like in my 30s since I was a kid because it just like sounded so fun to me. Just like wine and cheese parties, being married, wearing blazers. Like for me, I was like, that's it. That's life. That's living, baby. Okay, but what I kind of try to do, because like 26 is not old, okay? Neither is 30, but 26 is certainly not old. Still young, still fresh, still fun. Still flirty. What I do is kind of divide my wardrobe in two, where I have daytime clothes, you know, that I wear during the week that are like, you know, they fit me nicely. They are, you know, a nice pair of jeans, a blouse, a nicer top, something cute, nice coats, like things that I think look cute and put together, like a skirt and tights, you know, like a more daytime dress or a more daytime skirt, things that make me look my age and are cute and appropriate and kind of classic, because that's a style that I really like that really clean, classic. I mean, I do like that like coastal grandma thing. Like I just like that. But I also have the section of my closet that's like going out. That's like brunch. That's like me being young and fun. So I have half my closet that's like appropriate. And then I have half my closet that's like more fun and more, maybe more scandalous, shows more skin or tighter things or things that like are dark and like sexy and I wouldn't want to wear during the day. And in that way, I feel like I have room to play in my closet because while yes, I do have like slacks, I also, you know, have leather mini skirts. And I think that when you combine some of those elements, you can make really cool outfits as well. It's easier for me and my little weird brain to kind of separate the two things. To figure out what you like, I think that that's a big part of it too. Figuring out the kind of styles that you like, it's important to like go through the things that you already have. Go through your closet and pick up the things that not the things that you really like, not the things that like, you know, you bought and you're like, this is amazing, but you never wear it. Pick out the things that you actually wear all the time, like things that you wear constantly. And think about, like, look at those clothes and think, why do I wear this all the time? What about this do I feel good about? Like, why do I like this? Do I like the silhouette? Do I like the pattern? Do I like the color? Do I like the fabric? Do I like the way I look in it? Do I like the way I feel in it? And you can take that and then going forward, buy clothes that are maybe a more clothes that take those elements so that you know you'll be comfortable and actually feel comfortable wearing them, but are, you know, the things that you think are really cute at the store. When you combine those elements, that's going to make you more likely to feel comfortable trying to wear new things. Honestly, it's the reason I have 10,000 coats, because I know I feel really good when I'm wearing a cute outfit with a coat. I'm wearing like a cute coat outfit. That makes me feel good. A coat and a pair of boots, a nice fit pair of jeans, and whatever, a sweater, a top. I know that that always looks good. I always feel good in it. And I can take that combination and try different styles of coat and sweater and jean and boot, different patterns and different shapes of clothing and different materials and all that kind of stuff. And it makes me feel comfortable playing while also being in an arena that I'm already comfortable with. Baby steps. You don't need to change your whole style overnight. If you like wearing leggings and a sweatshirt, try like leather leggings and an oversized sweater. You know, it's like a little tweak. You know what I mean? Like, you're not changing your entire, you're not going from leggings and a sweatshirt to like wearing a tailored suit every day. You're going from something that you already like and maybe making it a little bit more fashionable, more elevated. Pinterest is a good friend. If you have an outfit that you have an item you really, really like and you want to wear it, but you just don't really know how to, literally you can type into Pinterest tennis skirt outfits fall. And they will you'll see them and you're like, oh, wait, I have a sweater like that. Oh, I have a sweatshirt like that. Oh, I have a pair of shoes like that. And it kind of gets your mind spinning with the things that you already have. So you don't feel like you have to keep buying more and more and more shit to feel fashionable and feel cute and feel like you have the style you like. But remember that you don't need to be like, you don't need to start dressing like you're in your 50s. You know, you can still be young and fresh and fun. But like, I like to have the difference between daytime me and nighttime me. The me that goes out on dates, the me that goes to loud bars. And then there's the me that, you know, likes to read a book at a coffee shop. That's going to do some work at a coffee shop with my glasses on, you know? Inside you are two wolves. You have to feed them equally. So those are like kind of my basic tips. Yeah, dressing like a grown-up is in the eye of the beholder, right? Like, there's no like hard and fast rule, but I would start by looking at the things that you already like and already wear and figure out why you like them, and we'll go from there. I'm actually like really in my own journey of finding my personal style, so I hope this was helpful because it's something that I'm doing right now. I don't want to sound like I've like totally figured it out. I haven't. I'm figuring it out, and it does take time. It does take like kind of an active effort, but it's kind of like a fun effort, you know? It's like fun to be like, oh, I fucking hated that. Never wearing that outfit again. But at least you tried something. And then finding something that you really love feels so good. Feels so good to be like, oh my God, I feel so good when I wear this. Even if it's like finding out I like wearing my little leather skirt, a pair of tights, a pair of combat boots, and then I just switch up whatever top. It doesn't matter if it's like basically the same outfit. You're adding something a little different or changing it up. It's a whole new outfit. Yeah, those are my tips. Hope that was helpful. If you ever have questions on how to style things, I can do my best to talk you through that. Though I would not call myself like a fashionista. But I definitely have like closet essentials that I can't live without. So happy to go through that if you're ever interested. And besties, I think that's going to be our episode for today. This is a fun one. I had a lot of fun today. I hope you did too. What's our song of the week? Oh, I had a really good one. I actually cannot believe that the Taylor Swift album is the new one. Midnights is coming out in like 19 days. That's crazy. Our song this week is I Dare You by The Regrets, just because I think it's fun. I'm going to add that to the playlist right now. Flirty little playlist. I really like The Regrets. I think that they're like fun and they're different and they're cool. Okay, yes. So what 19 days to the new Taylor Swift album. Make sure you're pre-ordering that. It's like 50 something days to the midterm election. So make sure you're registered to vote. It's a big one. I know we say that every time, but you know, it's good to do your civic duty and it's important to vote. So it is the midterms pretty soon. So let's get in there, you know, let's vote. what else? Okay. If you like the show, if you like me, feel free to subscribe, leave a nice review, follow me on Instagram at Ellie_Schnitt, and that's where I'm posting questions like tell me about your red flags and stuff. If you want to leave a voicemail, the number is 847-282-0462. That is always linked on my Instagram as well as in the bio of the show. If you like Taylor Swift, which I hope you do, you can listen to my Taylor Swift podcast, Taylor Talk. Find that on Spotify. We're also live Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. I love you guys very much. I hope you're having a great week. I hope you had a great Rosh Hashanah, a great Yom Kippur, and I hope that you are staying safe if you are in the storm. Hope you're enjoying spooky season. I hope you're coming up with your Halloween costumes because I've already started, so I hope you guys are getting on that. And yeah, as always, I love you guys so, 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 so much. As always, have a good day, have a good night, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. I hope it is a great one, and I will catch you on the next one. Bye!
8 Night Drive with Ellie and Michaela is brought to you by BetterHelp. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/LND today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, H-E-L-P.com/LND.